In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Evelyn Daybritz, author and museum docent, as she shares the magic of the bay with local children.
Hello, my name is Evelyn Daybritz. I'm a docent here at the Museum of Natural History, and I have a pin that says I've worked volunteer hours of 5,000 hours. And before becoming a docent in 1991, I taught kindergarten and first grade for 24 years. Now, it was only natural for me to get involved with the docents up here in Morro Bay. So it wasn't long until I was really involved. In fact, I became head of the school docents program for 10 years. In the process, one of the fellow docents was seeking publicity for the museum. He asked if anyone could write stories, which he would like to submit to this little freebie newspaper, The Parents' Guide. So all of a sudden, I'm writing the first story, Bonnie Barnacle Finds a Home. I applied to the National Estuary Program for a grant, and I received it, much to my surprise. So the first grant that I received was for How the Innkeeper Worm Got a Full House. They chose that story out of the several that I had, because the innkeeper worm is right out there in our estuary. Why is he an innkeeper, the children ask. Well, you know what an inn is. He was running a motel. There are all kinds of creatures that come down into his burrow, a scale worm, a little pea crab, a goby fish, and they all live down there in this U-shaped basement. And I always say, when you come back here to Morro Bay, and you're as old as I am, you might not have the estuary, you might be having Morro Bay Meadows, because right now there's a lot of silt coming down from the creeks and filling in, and the National Estuary Program is there to help keep that process from happening. It's fun. When I take them down here to Windy Cove, which is a part of our tour, I'll pick up a piece of kelp and I'll say, would you eat this? And the kids say, ugh. Well, you probably have some of this every day in your ice cream and in mayonnaise. And this algae that's taken from the kelp that's harvested is used in so many products, as well as paints and beer. And I think the things that the kids enjoy most when we walk along here to Windy Cove, we go over here and I turn over the rocks to show them some of the creatures that are along the shore. Of course, they all love those crabs that immediately pop out. And we walk up to the Heron Rookery, which is really an amazing place to see all of those herons during their nesting time. When we're up there, I have, say about three children hold hands to show them about how the size of those nests up in the tree. I just think it's a spectacular place. I love being able to walk along there on Windy Cove and up to the Heron Rookery. I think what I really like is sharing it with the children. It was only natural for me to get involved being a docent. It's so great to be able to share this with the children. I enjoy the school groups very much. I just think that's a very important part of my life, to learn about the estuary. We're very fortunate here having this national estuary with so many creatures out there, more food out there than a farmer can produce, with all of the birds that we have here and all of the creatures in the water.